following the crisis that erupted on the 7th to the 11th of July, a number of the schools or the learning was disrupted severely, especially in areas that were directly affected by the violence, and also areas that were secured and in which many people took refuge in the schools and also other facilities that support the learning process in the city. There was more than a week of learning. Children were not able to go to school, and also teachers were, a number of teachers, especially when you talk about the private schools, which were mostly dominated by foreigners like Ugandans and Kenyans. They also had to evacuate to Juba. This came to a standstill, but however, following the relative calm that resumed after the violence, schools have resumed, although of course it is in a low turnout, but we kept with all the authorities, especially at the state level, Jubek and also other states, not only Juba, that were also affected, like Wau and also Ye and Imotong State. We have called for all the parents, the teachers, and the learners to resume learning. And there is already improvement in terms of turnout, whereby children are able to go back to school, and also parents are able to support their children to at least continue learning. So I would like to state very clearly that learning is resuming, and we hope that as time goes, we'll be able to at least have a full learning that will be taking place.
Okay. Has the Undersecretary in the Ministry of General Education, we have also heard reports that some schools are failing to open because they are still sheltering IDPs. Like, for example, in Wau, we have had that happening in Wau, where the Catholic Church was calling on the government to actually help the people move out from the school compound so that schools can resume teaching.
This is the situation, of course, with what has happened. People wanted to see a safer place, and education facilities like the schools, the churches, are considered to be really safe areas in terms of security, and also respected by all the warring parties. So we have argued all the IDPs who have taken shelter in schools to evacuate, and also to request other non-governmental organizations and also the government at the local level to ensure the safe return of the IDPs back to their areas. We have heard of the new development, especially given the appointment of the new governor in Wau State, trying to at least to stabilize the situation. This is a positive development that we hope is able to provide to avail the opportunity for learning. It is also important to really to ensure that even in the midst of crisis, education cannot wait. For every parent who thinks that a child should not continue to go to school at this time, I think you need to revisit this thinking.
The issue here is simply the parents are very afraid to send their children to school because of the uncertainties, like you mentioned.
Okay, if you talk about the issue in Wau, the issue in Wau happened more than a month ago, and it was brought under control, and the soldiers were relocated from out of the town, and those other renegades who had a fighting within the town were contained. So our hope is that there should be an environment, because learning cannot happen amid violence. So every person needs safety. It needs, at least the child has to travel from home to the school and back, and the environment in which surrounds the learning should be more secure and also encouraging. So this is what we are really emphasizing to all the actors, that please give education a chance. The future of this country lies in the education of our citizens, and that education should continue despite what is happening.
Besides that, what you have just mentioned, what kind of other intervention is the National Minister of Education putting in place to attract the children to go back to school and even encourage the parents also to send their sons and daughters to school?
The Ministry of Education at all levels has always been consistent, especially given its mandate to provide education to the citizens of South Sudan. We are encouraging all the people who are the stakeholders who support the education of the children to do so. More than a month ago, we were able to pay off about 52 million with the support of our partner to the schools as capitation grant. And this capitation grant, 60% of this money went to the teachers as allowance to support them, given the current situation, financial situation in which many people will find it difficult to continue teaching, especially among the teachers, and also to address some of the shortage or needs in terms of scholastic material for the school to run. So this is one aspect of us, and also we also encourage this. We know very well that in Cuba here, the Ministry of Education had signed a memorandum of understanding or letter of understanding with the World Food Program to provide school feeding or school meals for the children in the school. And this is still hold. Although, of course, we are aware that the warehouse
was looted,
We hope that the international community and all the actors will understand to replenish what was lost by the World Food Program, because that food, it was not only for the IDPs, but it was also for the entire country, and more specifically to support education in general for the children to go to school. So if today, as I call all the international actors, the state anchors, to also to support, because having food, especially wet feeding in the school, is one way which is directly encouraging the children to go to school.
Okay.
Some children may not find something to eat at home, but
they will find it in the school.
It in the school.
Yes,
and that will be encouraging.
Yes. Prior to the fighting that erupted here in Juba in July, a Back to Learning campaign was launched with support from UNICEF. Where are we now on this?
The Back to Learning campaign is one of the successful programs that the ministry and its partners have launched. 2 years ago, on the 19th of February 2014, the President of the Republic launched this program here in Juba, and the target was to reach out to children affected by in areas which are directly affected by the conflict, especially like Greater Upper Nile, where 400,000 children were out of school because of the fighting there. So we are able to reach to that target, and not only to Greater Upper Nile, but also to other areas in Greater Barkazal and also Greater Equatoria, which were able to host the people who are displaced.
Okay.
So even up to now, as we talk, the Back to Learning campaign is intensifying, especially given the current new or emerging situation in which the conflict seems to be spreading. But as we are talking now, there is the situation is getting contained.
Okay.
And we hope that even the warring parties should be able to respect the education, because education is not only for today. It's not to exalt any individual, but it is to really to ensure the future of this country as we move for a brighter future and the development of this country.
Thank you.